175 prominent Tucsonans gathered yesterday to sign a letter asking Congress and President Obama to reform immigration policy. They joined groups in Phoenix, Yuma, and Sedona asking for action on immigration reform. Pima County Board of Supervisors Chairman Ramon Valadez says he signed the letter to send a direct message to Congress.
They're not doing a service to this country. They're not doing a service to us as American citizens. They need to either step aside or get a reality check. And that's what this is about.
The letter refers to immigration reform as, quote, a moral, economic, and civil societal imperative. Another participant, Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villasenor, agrees. He says he believes inaction in Congress is taxing local law enforcement.
We're the ones that are carrying the brunt of this problem now because of inactivity on the part of the federal level and issues that drive the state to try and do something about it.
Tucson developer Don Diamond says he hopes to send a message to Washington about the effects the lack of immigration reform has on the Southwest economy.
I want them to know that we in the business community are insisting on some action because it's not good for our community. It's not good for the environment. I don't know all the answers, but let's get started like we do every day in business world.
Immigration reform legislation passed the U.S. Senate last summer. House leadership says it will not take up the issue this year due to a lack of time. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.